All right, it's been a hell of a day. We've had a lot of fun talking about all the hockey that's been ongoing, but there's this ongoing story with the Whitecaps and Canada soccer regarding the 2008 Whitecaps women's team and the 2008 Whitecaps U20 women's team. They were both coached by the same person. If you've read anything about the story, you know who that person is at this point. They have now, thankfully, been suspended from their position within a soccer club here in BC. But he had been coaching for many years, even though these allegations were part of a significant investigation within the Whitecaps and Canada Soccer back in 2008. Now, things have picked up recently. The Guardian has released a couple of stories about this. They have now looked at it. We had Kira McCormack, who really brought this to light with a blog post in late February, early March. We had Kira on Fine Lines, our Whitecaps soccer show here Monday nights with myself and JJ Adams. And she is the one that was a part of these teams and had spoken to a lot of these girls in those times and really brought the story to light. There have been 14 women total that have come forward with thoughts and accusations and feelings about this. And yet, Canada Soccer and the Whitecaps have stayed mostly quiet. They've hid, yeah, and I use the word hid, behind statements. And today the Whitecaps released another statement. The thing of significance in this statement, they've announced that they are going to have an independent third-party review and assessment of their workplace policies and procedures to ensure they are timely and up-to-date and are achieving at the highest level of leadership and performance in this area. But for the most part, this statement accomplishes nothing to solve or begin to repair some of the damage that has been done, some of the suffering that has gone on for these victims for so many years, and to also record some level of accountability in this entire situation. The statement essentially has the Whitecaps hiding. We still haven't heard from Canada Soccer, so we're waiting on them. But the Whitecaps are continuing to hide from this situation and try and, in my opinion, cover their own ass on something that is now affecting their bottom line because their supporter groups have taken aim at the club and will have a protest tonight at the game against LAFC.
The bottom line has a lot to do with it as well, but it's also, it's a legal issue at this point as well. Remember that this statement that was released, it reads like it's been lawyered up a couple times, which as any organization, you're going to have to do that. It's a very sensitive subject. Now, to play devil's advocate a little bit here, Dan, what do you expect the Whitecaps to say in the statement if they were to, because nobody's going to come out and say, hey, you know, it was done, whatever.
They're hiding behind legal.
If you apologize or if you acknowledge wrongdoing, then there's other things that, you know, from a legal point of view, that will come to the front. So I understand, like, I agree with you. I think it's not a good look. I think it's,
they're hiding behind legal jargon.
You have to have a bit of a heart in this situation. This statement to me is lacking that.
Here's, you know, like at some point, the Whitecaps are going to have to admit some wrongdoing here. And I do believe that that is coming down the road. Now, I do not have a close relationship with a lot of the women that have come forward with their accusations, allegations. We have spoken to Kira McCormack, and we have heard from many girls that were involved on these rosters. It's up to 14 now. And the Whitecaps continue to put forth this notion of this ombudsperson that did a third-party review back in 2008 and reported no recommendations for further action at the time. And now you also have 14 women that were on and are a part of this club's roster and this club's history, including Andrea Neal, who's on their Ring of Honor, who's been a part of supporting the statements of these women. And they're not willing to acknowledge that maybe this third-party investigation didn't do what it was supposed to. It didn't accomplish what it was meant to. If this ombudsperson had no recommendations, and yet we're hearing all of this, what did they review? Who did they talk to while they were doing this review? Did they talk to anybody? What went wrong? Somebody has to realize within the club at this point that maybe something went wrong with this third party in the investigation. At the very least, we have to find out why that recommendation was put forth at the time in 2008, even though 10 years on, there's still plenty of women that are upset and wondering why this coach had been continuing to coach young women in the province or anywhere for that matter, and why still nothing had been done to this date regarding those incidents.
Yeah, and a key part of that statement is saying, hey, with new information on April 1st, 2019, information that the Whitecaps say they didn't have before, it was forwarded to the VPD. Well, it's a two-way street. Did this information come forward before April 1st and was not addressed properly, or was it not brought forward? And if you listen to some of the people involved, some of the women that have come forward, they're saying there was not much listening going on in the organization at that time. So this new information, the process there has to be answers to that in terms of, hey, was this information brought forward at an earlier date and how was it dealt with at that point in time? And that, to me, is something that eventually needs to be, and I think it will be addressed, because there is now public outcry of this. Two supporters groups, Curva Collective and the Southsiders, issued statements and are going to be taking action during the game. And anytime that happens, the organization, I don't care what organization is, but once it starts to affect your game day experience and your bottom line, that wakes you up a little bit. And this may just be the start, because we're talking about it more now. I know, Dan, you've been following this from day one as well on Fine Lines, and good for you on that, because this is something that needs to be addressed. There seems to be a lot of silent people, a lot of silent organizations, especially early on. And now the fact that they're issuing statements, even though this one doesn't say very much, the next step would somebody actually answering questions in front of media, maybe getting on our show and saying, okay, we're going to take questions on this. Eventually, it has to get to that point. Eventually, those women need answers. And that's the most important part. Forget the legal jargon. Forget everything else. That is the most important part, that those women get answers.
And as well that, because these are very serious allegations, you know, if you knew of a, let's say you knew of a teacher that had sexual assault allegations put upon them, and then you found out years later that they were teaching your child, would you not have some questions about that? And that's what's essentially been allowed to go on here for so many years. And that's just not good enough. And I want to know why this investigation in 2008 didn't reveal more, when there's so much outcry from so many players within those rosters that say a lot more happened than what the Whitecaps and Canada Soccer have led on to this point. So that needs to be addressed. And I get that there's a lot of legal hurdles that still have to be overcome here, but the Whitecaps are doing themselves no favors. And if they think this statement is going to quiet some of the cries from the fan base about what's going on within this club right now, they are severely, severely wrong. If anything, go to the Whitecaps Twitter account right now and look at the replies on the statement. Are there any that are positive? I didn't see any.
Nope.
Nobody is looking at this statement right now from the Whitecaps and feeling satisfied about what the club is doing to try and rectify this situation. So you know what? That 35th-minute walkout tonight, despite this statement, is still happening. So the Southsiders and Curva Collective, they're continuing with their protest. This statement did nothing for them, and the Southsiders said as much on their Twitter account. Canada Soccer, we still need to hear from you. And it needs to be more than, we're worried about you buying tickets, so we're trying to say something about this now. There needs to be an urgency on this to find out more about what happened and why the result that played out in 2008, why that result played out the way that it did, when clearly it didn't satisfy the victims of what was going on, and it didn't satisfy, it didn't really feel like enough was done to find out what was truly going on behind the scenes in these moments.
And the underlying issue here is that it's not simply to be, you know, a great game day experience or your team is providing entertainment. If you're going to be a sports organization in any community, you owe something to the community. You owe that openness. You owe that transparency. You owe, there's got to be something there where a fan base says, there's a heart behind this organization. And right now, I think Whitecaps fans, if you look at those mentions in that tweet, that letter that was sent out earlier today, they're questioning that right now. It's more than just winning games and creating a great experience where you can have a few pops with your buddies. No,
you're asking a Whitecaps fan right now, here's what you have to ask yourself as a Whitecaps fan. Am I proud of this club? It's one thing to continue to support a team that showed a lack of ambition for many years under Carl Robinson. They've started a new era. I've been a proponent of Mark DeSantos and what he's trying to do. And I've tried to continue that and put aside what's happening on the field with this off-field stuff. But ask yourself as a Whitecaps fan right now, am I proud of my club that's representing my city? And I would say today, from what I'm reading on Twitter and the reaction on social media, I don't think many people are proud of the Vancouver Whitecaps in this moment. And that is a big-time worry for this club moving forward.
It's a huge worry, and you go back a couple of years ago where even though the team was not maybe winning or they had competitive teams, there was a real pride around this Vancouver Whitecaps team. And I'm not even talking about the on-field results. This sort of thing where you're not addressing those issues that need to be addressed. We're not talking about that should be. They need to be addressed. This is something that is important. The fan base is looking beyond the in-game experience, is looking beyond the results that are happening. There's an expectation that you have to be straightforward when it comes to people's livelihoods, when it comes to people's, you know, life. And these victims that you speak of as well, it comes down to decency. And right now, that's what the fan base wants. When we're going to get that from the Whitecaps, when we're going to get that from Canada Soccer, you're going to have to wait and see, but you'd hope it's soon.
This text comes in. My solution for the Whitecaps controversy, a media boycott of all additional coverage outside of the games. Scott is tweeting in at DanRiccio650 and at Sportsnet650 and at Randeep Janda. I canceled my season tickets today. It shouldn't have taken the Southsiders and people canceling their tickets for the Whitecaps to show any kind of an urgency on this situation. Unfortunately, that's the stage that it has gotten to. And even the statement that they put out today, which I'm assuming they thought was going to quiet some of the concerns and realistic concerns that many have around this situation, the fact that they assumed or thought that the statement they released today would quiet some of these concerns should tell you enough about what's going on right now with the Vancouver Whitecaps. This is not a good moment for the club, and this is not a good look for the club. And everything that happens tonight with the walkout in the 35th minute. It's one thing to walk out of a match for 10 minutes, a game that you've already bought your tickets for. How you move forward, how you continue to question the front office of this club, and how much urgency they're showing to try and rectify this situation as best to their ability is how I would handle it as a Whitecaps fan, as a season ticket holder, as a paying ticket holder to any match. It's one thing to support the guys on the field and the coach and everything that's going on there. They have nothing to do with what this thing is off the field. But if you want to go around the city and wear your Whitecaps scarf and wear your Whitecaps jerseys, I would think that you want to be proud to show that emblem on your around your neck or on your heart if you're wearing the jersey. And I think that's being questioned right now by a lot of Whitecaps fans. And that is, at the end of the day, what supporting your local team, your hometown team, should be about. And the Whitecaps are losing that within this city. And today, they did themselves more harm than good with this current statement that they sent out.